90.3 KEXP, worldwide at KEXP.org, and you can watch this session happen live right now. Young fathers are in the studio. I couldn't be more excited to introduce them. Take it away.
You are.
Hey!
You are. Baby, baby. Made it in something for someone. You helped me well. I hold you well. You keep me warm. All day. Ooh, yeah.
Thank you.
KEXP, dear God, Young Fathers live here on the morning show, and your live show, let alone your recorded show, is everything good about music. Thank you for being here. You guys are fantastic. Thanks for, and so early.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. And for people here in Seattle, you played last Saturday at Numo's. How was the show?
It was good.
It was good?
It was one of the best sounds, I think, that venue. It was really loud.
We like Numo's.
Yeah.
And the guys are,
and the staff as well.
The staff's really good, yeah.
Really good.
I couldn't agree more. Those guys are buddies of mine, and they're good people. Yeah, it always helps, right? You're on the road so many days a year. I'm sure you run into the opposite.
Of course.
Definitely.
Here's your green room. That's what? Yes, it's a toilet. You're lucky to get that at some places, I'm sure. You guys were here a year ago, too. It's almost to the day, so I think we should have you here every May. I just want to ask you personally if you could do that. It'd be great.
So
have you been in Seattle since the show? Have you been able to stay in the town, or have you traveled? What have you been doing those last few days?
We had a day, didn't we?
Yeah, we had a day yesterday, but we kind of went to rehearsals.
Yeah.
We're rehearsing for this today. So
never a day off for you guys.
Yeah, no.
Are you okay with that? Is it all music?
Sometimes
all the time?
On a day off you just don't know what to do with yourself. So I think it's good when you just occupy yourself with something.
I made my way to your hometown this last summer for the first time.
Right.
And I loved it. And do you like it here in Seattle? Are the things similar? It's very sunny here. It's not usually like this, but do you
it's beautiful. Like I was at one of my friend's house yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. And it was just the combination of this, like, it's a big city, but it feels very small. But it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I wrote off before, but now I think, you know, San Francisco and Seattle. Yeah, amazing. I love it.
So New Orleans.
Well, New Orleans as well, actually.
You're seeing a lot of the country, and you have more dates coming up as well. I think you play Boise tomorrow, correct?
Tomorrow. Yeah, right.
You have a lot of dates.
Yeah,
it's okay.
We do.
I hate to put you on the spot. Then you are here for a few more shows, then off to Europe again. And so when you're touring America, I know you've toured it before. Obviously, you've been here. Is it the amount of times you do it, you're seeing more people at your shows, fans that are always catching your shows? You feeling the vibe from America?
Yeah, well, I mean, last year we were supporting, and this year it's our first headline tour, and it's been good, just amazing to have like sold out shows in certain places. It's just that's great. That's just.
Do you have highlights too? The cities? Do you remember a show in particular?
I know that there's a few favorites: Seattle, San Francisco, Austin, New York. All of those were pretty good.
Yeah. I love when we convert people. You know, folk turn up and it's like, oh, my friend invited me, I've never heard of you guys, and then by the end of it, like, whoa, and then they come and speak to us after and just say, you know, much appreciated and stuff like that, you know, so I think it's definitely good to stay, do this tour and, you know, convert a lot of people to music that we do.
Well, I also read you guys not just want to convert people who haven't heard you, you want to convert everybody who hasn't heard you. You know, you talked about even converting racists. And
we're ambitious, yeah.
How do you get your music in their ears? How are you able to? Is this just continuing to tour so they can ignore you?
I think it's more, it's a combination of the touring, but also we want to be played on radio. We want to be played on the TV. We want to be everywhere, especially in the mainstream kind of thing. You want to be involved in that rather than kept in this kind of strange left field corner over there. You want to be involved in everything because I think we have the capacity to do that with a band that has as many pop hooks and melodies as anybody else, but maybe we're a bit weird, but it's all right. You know what I mean? I think it should be like that. We all believe that it should be like that. So
I think it's more, the more people are exposed to it, you know, it normalizes the thing, and it's not so weird or it's not so strange or different, you know, and if you're getting played with the mainstream people, I think it just levels things out. And
yeah, and you call yourself a pop band, and you say you're a weird pop band. I mean, the best and the most original pop bands were weird that broke through, and it's difficult to do, even more so now, which is shocking to me that it would be that difficult to break through with so many great bands playing now, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, are you running into that? Do you run into this wall of corporate you know, we run into it all the time.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we do. And as you get told that, you know, you play your songs to people who control, like, big TV and radio, and they think it sounds too tough or anything.
Yeah, what does that mean? Is it like a meter and it's like too tough and it's the red? Like, what does that actually mean?
They plug it into a machine, too tough.
Too tough, you know, it's...
But you kind of spend too much time thinking about that, because really you just need to keep hammering it. Someone will believe it someday, yeah. You know what I mean?
Just don't listen.
That's what I wonder too. Do you listen? Do you see your music? It is different than any music being made out there right now. Do you know that? Are you aware of that?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, we're very confident and we know that what we do is special.
Yeah, if it wasn't, then I don't know if we'd have so much fun.
Exactly. You couldn't tour and play so much. And there's never, I mean, this is obvious just talking to you and listening to your music, but have there been suggestions of compromise? Look, if you want to get played or you want to, have you had those people around you?
Everything's a compromise, really, you know, we're debating about, like earlier on, about which song to play and stuff, and you know, we worked in another one the other day and it was sounding really good, but it's just have to get the balance of what feels and sounds good, as well as, you know.
Yeah, sometimes the constraints are good. You know, sometimes, like, you know, the fact that you have to make a pop song 3.5 minutes, that's a compromise.
Yeah.
But it's a good constraint, because it makes you think, oh, well, how can we fit it all in?
And get the best of whatever it is. Yeah.
It's weird rules out there. I don't.
Yeah. So we just make them up.
They're not written. Like, there's no book. You don't. Oh, well, it can only be 3.5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I've seen things where, oh, their record clocked in at 39 minutes. Like, what does that mean? Is that short? Is that long? I guess it's shorter.
For us, it's all about feel. I mean, we've had people come up to us at shows and say, oh, why did you not play longer? You know what I mean? I came here to get an hour. And you're like,
yeah, well, no, it was an hour and a half. No, remember the boy? It was like, he was like, oh, a professional band plays for at least 2 hours. And we're like, what? He's like, and the funny thing is, we went to him, oh, did you enjoy the show? It was great. But it's like, just answered your own question, mate.
Yeah. A professional band plays.
Please, yeah.
That's good hours. To know. I'm going to keep that in mind when the next band comes in.
Yeah.
Young Fathers are here live. You can watch us too at kexp.org. I want to thank everybody who supports the station and supports these live video sessions as well. And you guys, I just love the record. White Men Are Black Men Too is the name of it. One of the best of the year so far. And if you got more from it, we'd love to see and hear them.
Okay.
We living life like a bubble wrap, hey. She came to mind when I treble that bass. I'm tired of playing the good black.
Tour.
I said I'm tired of playing the good black. Tired of having to hold back. I'm tired of wearing this hallmark, cause some evil's up in the way back. I'm tired of blaming the white man. His indiscretions don't betray him. A black man can play him. Some white men are black men too. Negro to them, a gentleman to you. Some white men are black men too. Some white men are black men too. Some white men are black men too. Negro. Watch your body, watch yourself. You better talk, baby, I bet.
you, there you go.
Young Fathers Live here on KEXP. Young Fathers Live here on KX. That may come back. I love it. Young Fathers Live here at KXP. Guys, thank you again for making the time this morning. Really appreciate it. Such a fan of you guys. Can't recommend this record or their live show enough, as many people have just witnessed. And again, I hope to see you next May when you come back here to Seattle.
And after that.
Yes, I'm holding you to it. More music, more music, more music. I want to thank everybody here on our video team. Kevin Suggs, everybody making us sound good. And remind you that we have more live sessions coming up throughout, the weeks and the months ahead. We are listener-powered KEXP Seattle.